This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin legislature would raise municipal court fees, but some Milwaukee County supervisors are opposing the measure. Supporters say the increases are needed to cover rising costs, as some court fees haven't been raised in over 30 years. But opponents say the surcharges would disproportionately impact low-income individuals and communities. Supervisor Justin Belinsky.
This is not the first time we've seen this legislature try to sort of pass off our courts and various functions into fees like this. You know, really think we need to be moving away from this as a model.
The bills are still making their way through the state legislature. Milwaukee County leaders are urging state lawmakers to pass a package of bills designed to protect immigrants across the Badger State. Wisconsin Democrats introduced the legislation over the summer amid federal immigration operations across the country. Milwaukee County Supervisor Ann O'Connor.
You know, a few miles to the south of us, across the border in Illinois, in Chicago, we've seen what's happening. We've seen the harm caused and the intimidation and fear, and we just need to know what is going on.
The legislation still needs to be approved by the State Assembly and State Senate. The Milwaukee Police Department has reached a new contract with the city. It includes retroactive raises, a 3.25% raise for 2026, and protections from officer furloughs. Milwaukee Police Association President Alexander Ayala.
This is going to stop the resignations because they were leaving because of the low wages. So now we're competitive to any surrounding, you know, police department. So we're the big city, we have the big toys, and now we have the equal pay that's comparable to all the other jurisdictions. So my main focus is going to be to start rebuilding those numbers for MPD because they need it.
The new contract is set to expire at the end of 2026. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken. Does anybody care that Hugh Jackman is in town at COPS? Okay. It ain't like Denzel or any black female actresses in town. Angela Bassett. It's Hugh Jackman. Okay. White folks losing their mind. I guess we lose our mind when black people come to town. So I guess it's human nature. Oh my God. Hugh Jackman is in town. Oh, whatever. Look, they don't act like that when I come to town.
Number five.
From the Griot, hey, y'all, I'm trying to let y'all know this now so y'all don't get surprised. Beginning in February 2026, air travelers in the United States of America without a real ID will be charged $45, says the TSA. The updated ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have so far been allowed to clear security with additional screening and a warning. Department of Homeland Security said 94% of passengers are already compliant. The fee is intended to encourage travelers to obtain the ID. Real ID is a federal compliant, state-issued license or identification card that meets enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of 9/11. So if I'm right, if I remember correctly, if you border Canada, which I think we do, we touch part of Canada in the north, you can get a oak leaf and a U.S. stamp put on there because you got to take your birth certificate, all that, prove you're a citizen. And then you can use your ID card when you're driving to go to Canada instead of having a passport. So just so you know, you can do that. There are great things you can do with the ID card. You got to get it. I remember arguing with somebody. I ended up getting an A- in a college class because I tried to tell the instructor that they had changed the law back in 90 something, and they said within 10 years everybody would have to have a real ID. No, they don't. And so when I went to class, I wrote the paper. I actually put in there, along with the place you could go to look and find it. And he got mad because I was right. I had two instructors do that to me, end up giving me an A- because they just didn't like me. I cried about it. Now I got more education than them.
Number four.
Hey, it's Tuesday. What can I say? From BlackEnterprise.com, Netflix has canceled the animated comedy reboot of Good Times, Black Again, after one season. After the public was like, wait, what? The Stephen Curry, Seth MacFarlane executive produced comedy series was among the latest round of animated series to get the axe. What's on Netflix reports. The Good Times reboot premiered in 2024, garnered over 5 million views, which really isn't a lot, and featured a star-studded cast, but it wasn't enough to secure a second season. The show's cancellation wasn't unexpected, as Good Times Black Again, which is just a really bad title, voiced by J.B. Smoove, Marseille Martin, Jay Farrow, Yvette Nicole Brown, Tisha Campbell, and Wanda Sykes, faced more criticism than praise. Marketed as a modern take on the 1970s classic, this series struggled to resonate with viewers and longtime fans. So you're going to remind me I'm poor? Anyway, with critics accusing it of leaning on racist stereotypes and failing to capture the original show's humor, humanity, and cultural insight. Well, the fact that they made it into a cartoon and it wasn't real life should have told you that Netflix really didn't care.
Number three.
I've heard of people saying stupid stuff, but I got to call stupid when it's stupid. So news1.com has a story. For generations, Black people have complained, protested, and fought back against racial profiling by police in America. While the police and their civilian bootlickers, this is a story, I didn't write it. Who wrote this story? Zach Lindley. Anyway, have in turn denied the allegations of racial profiling and insisted Black and Latino people were disproportionately targeted by police because they were inherently violent, not because the cops and their apologists were inherently racist. Now, let me tell you now, they call this a story, but this is the poorest written piece of journalism I've read in a long time. Because this isn't a story. Because it's filled with opinion. Calling people, you know, ad hominem attacks. That's not real journalism. But anyway, such appears to be the case for two 22-year-old Black men, Lonnie Smith and Mason Wood, who last week filed a lawsuit against East Lansing, Michigan, and its police chief over an incident in which they were pepper sprayed and arrested by cops who falsely accused them of fighting. the police chief, Jennifer Brown, appeared to excuse her officer's behavior by blaming the disproportionate number of minorities coming into the city for Michigan State University's fall welcome event in mid-August. We have a very transient population, and over the last month, starting with welcome weekend, we had a disproportionately number of minorities come to the community to commit crimes, and as police were trying to simply respond to those crimes. Actually, this is what the author wrote, Brown's racist excuse. So now you're giving me opinion in a news story. See, that's what doesn't make any sense to me. Because now you're setting a narrative and making a point where you're making everything. Anyway. The person writes, actually, Brown's racist excuse for her officer's alleged racial profiling. So if it's alleged, why are you calling it racist? Came not just in response to the case of Smith and Woods, but in response to community members calling for investigation to the East Lansing Police Department. Use of force and racial inequity after a review of recent police interaction data revealed that black people were disproportionately targeted. There's a lot that has to go into that. And there's a lot that has to happen in order for change to occur. But writing stories like this don't help. Comparing data when you only have 12%, like we have this thing, the word that we need to get away from is the word disproportionately. Because when you apply it to something like police, use of force, response to resistance, stuff like that, then they can then apply it to you. So when you say, you know, official U.S. Census data says that 12% of East Lansing residents identified as black, but the data in various reports offer conflicting information in various descriptions, some based on semantics used by police. But you didn't give those other numbers. Where are the other numbers? All you talk about, it's only 12%. So how many people did the Lansing Police Department jack up? How many did they stop? How many did they arrest? How many tickets? Like, that's the data we need in this story. That information is not in this story. And that's a problem. And as I scroll through the story, I don't see any numbers. So we use disproportionate, but can't we say that about education? Black people disproportionately don't graduate. Black people disproportionately don't. We could do that all day. We can always find a number where other people seem to have it better than us. Other people succeed better than us. But they do better too. And they do worse, depending on who you are. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And we need to see all the video together, not broken up and showing little YouTube sections. Watch the entire video in its entirety to see what happened. Then you make up your mind. So I'm not on the police side because, I mean, it is East Lansing, Michigan. I'm just saying. But pay attention to how you're presenting things, because then when people do that to you, you call them racist, but then you do it to them. And I get the history. I get the culture. I just don't get the words he used.
Number two.
From JS Online, the former owner of a Milwaukee area prenatal care company, we talked about this a few weeks ago, collected more than $3 million from Medicaid meant to help low-income mothers and their babies, pleaded guilty today to health care fraud, identity theft, both felonies. Lakia Jackson, who ran the now-defunct Weak Care Services, agreed to the plea deal in federal court today, and the agreement came less than 2 weeks after Marquita Barnes, the former owner of another Milwaukee prenatal coordination company, was found guilty of 20 federal felony charges, including health care fraud, identity fraud, paying kickbacks, and obstructing a federal investigation. A third woman, Precious Cruz, was convicted of 17 felonies,
on September 12th following a jury trial. Cruz was the former owner of Caring Through Love on Milwaukee's North Side. The crackdown came after a Journal Sentinel investigation into prenatal care coordination companies uncovered widespread problems with fraudulent billing at a number of Milwaukee area companies, including charging taxpayers for services that were never provided and hosting quote unquote community baby showers to obtain mothers' Medicaid numbers, which allow companies to submit fake bills to Medicaid. Prenatal care coordination companies, or PNCCs, are meant to help prevent babies from dying during their first birthdays by providing badly needed health, counseling, and nutritional services to low-income pregnant women. The plea agreement said that after Jackson opened We Care services in March 2020, she immediately violated the rules of the program and engaged in a scheme to defraud Wisconsin Medicaid for her own personal gain. The plea deal says she offered kickbacks like cash and baby items in exchange for the names and Medicaid information numbers of pregnant women and mothers of young children, then billed Medicaid for services she wasn't actually providing. She also says she submitted numerous backdated claims or claims for payments before she or her employees even met the women and consistently billed for the maximum allowable time per month, despite not providing the services. So between March 2020 and December 2021, she billed Medicaid, you ready? $3.8 million and used more than $3 million that she received from false billings to take vacations, buy expensive items for herself and her family, including property, vehicles, and a restaurant. In signing this agreement, Jackson acknowledges that by committing this fraudulent scheme, she enriched herself at the expense of the community that she was supposed to be helping, the plea agreement said, and that she thereby reduced the resources available to mothers and babies at risk for negative birth outcomes, including infant death. Why am I reading this story? Because these are black women that are doing this. Wisconsin has had the highest rate of black infant mortality in the country. And these women took advantage of it. I think JS Online needs to start looking at how many babies died during this time that they said were supposed to get help or could have gotten help. In Wisconsin, black babies are three times more likely to die than white babies, and black women are five times more likely to die from complications linked to pregnancy and childbirth. There's already somebody on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., submitting a bill so that you cannot turn away a mother. I read it the other day. You cannot turn away a mother if she's in labor or if she's even pregnant. If a pregnant woman walks in, you got to treat her. You got to stay. Like, there's a black woman that got turned away. We've had celebrities that have had issues as pregnant women because of the way doctors and nurses and hospitals treat them. This woman was indicted in October of 2024, and she did face 20 felony counts. She pled guilty to two. Healthcare fraud she pleaded guilty to carries a maximum of 20 years of imprisonment and a $250,000 fine. Wow. And she spent $3.8 million. And she got $3.8 million, spent $3 million. And the aggravated identity theft carries a two-year mandatory prison sentence. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to recommend a total of 60 months, which is 5 years of incarceration. The deal said Jackson agreed to pay back $2.6 million in restitution. She's scheduled to be sentenced on March 19th, and we'll be on the lookout for that.
Number one.
From Fox6Now.com, the Milwaukee man accused of killing an alderman's nephew and wounding two other people in an October shooting made his initial court appearance today, weeks after he was arrested in Oklahoma. Prosecutors charged Martell Hare, 38, with first-degree reckless homicide, first-degree reckless injury, and more for the shooting that happened near 79th in Hampton. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and Harrod was ultimately taken into custody in Oklahoma. Court records show he made his initial court appearance today in Milwaukee County. He's being held in Milwaukee County Jail on a $500,000 cash bond, and he's due back in court for preliminary hearing next week. So I'm glad to hear that he was caught and that Alderman Mark Chambers' family can rest in knowing that this person has been taken into custody. Absolutely unfathomable. We've got people going to jail for cheating the system and for cheating pregnant women and mothers with babies. We got people killing kids who are good kids doing no reason. We had a kid outside a high school killed as he left school, walking down the street. And we got no protests, no screaming, no hollering. People are madder that Mandela Barnes is running for lieutenant governor than they are people that are dying in the city. I don't know if that's going to get better in 2026.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's a Queen's thing, baby. I'm gonna dance with you. Track master, yeah. Rock on. Baby, kiss, rock on.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, you can ensure your home remains comfortable before we reach the brutal post-holiday winter. Yes, Santa Claus is magical, but his elves aren't qualified to build Pella Windows. There are just too many options and customization. So instead of going through the big red guy, just take advantage of this Pella deal. Get 0% interest for up to 24 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends 12/31 of 2025. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. I haven't checked the talking text line in a minute. Let me check. Let me see what y'all are talking about. Dr. Ken, Wayne say, turkey is more expensive than chicken. If Sam's Club or Costco had roasted turkeys for $5, people would have no problem eating them. No, that's not true. Turkey nasty. So when I was talking about the woman, somebody put in here and I had to go like, no, dude, that's not like, no. I wasn't talking about that person. Donna said, Dr. Ken, why is it relevant that if that woman stank? I was talking about that particular woman. And I've, on rare occasions, ever smelt a woman that was out of order. Ever. Anywhere. Now, I have seen some ridiculous things. Like your hair is jacked, your face is jacked, but your nails look like you spent $1,000 on them. I've seen that. I've seen people with their hair laid and their clothes didn't match. But they might have just went. So I don't connect those two. Like that, how you dress and how you look should not be a reflection of who you are. Because as far as I can see, the more rich you are, the more money you have, the less you dress up, the less you have extras, right? But if you got dirty fingernails, man or woman, get away from me. That is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. You don't wash your hands. You know, like if your fingernails are dirty, I'm done. Like I will not even shake your hand. And, you know, we talked about it. I fist bump most people. Some people get offended. They like, you can shake my hand? No, I'm not shaking your hand, you COVID carrying. What's that? Norovirus?
Neurovirus?
Man, shaking your hand. Fist bump is all you get. And all I'm thinking about is when can this conversation end so I can go to the bathroom and wash my hands. I used to be kind of offended, but now I'm not. I understand why people have like hand sanitizers like sitting at their desk. Hey, how you doing? They shake your hand, hand sanitizer. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. Not mad at all. And so here's what the person said. The person said, you doing DT really bad. I wasn't talking about DT when I was talking about a woman. I said a black national television anchor. So then Wayne, same person, now I got to call you out downplaying DT saying she ain't national. Do you even listen? Or is it just like your brain stops at common sense? Wayne. So I said a national black female television anchor. Knuckle brain. Got no sense. Get out of here, Wayne. Get out of here. All right. Let me see what y'all talking about on the YouTube chat. Okay, y'all crazy. Do no free range turkey. Man, get out of here. Beat it. Beat it. Wow, he said he went to Potawatomi Bingo and probably went home, had his zipper down, and nobody said anything to him. So here's the kicker. You ready? Men watch breasts. Women watch groins. I even said that to a woman. She got mad, but she didn't tell me I was wrong. Well, why do you say that? I said, because I see your eyes. You walk up to a person, woman looks down below your waist, and then she looks in your face. Just like men will look at your chest and then look at your face. We can lie about it. We can pretend like it don't happen. But that's what people do. And that's what they do. And it just is what it is. It's female nature and it's male nature. You ain't got to do nothing about it. You ain't even got to say nothing about it. But then some women get like, you know, oh, let me pull my blouse close. You the one walked out the house like that. If you didn't want nobody to look at you, don't dress like that. But then don't get mad like if somebody's actually paying you attention because you're well-developed. So don't get like, what? It's just weird. I'm going to dress like this, but I don't want you to acknowledge or say anything about me dressing like this because then I'm going to start saying something about you. Like, really? Makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. None whatsoever. Somebody said Wolverine is the real only. Hugh Jackman is the pretty boy. Y'all silly. I tell you. And somebody said they only care about going to cops because they get free custard. They don't really care about anything else. Y'all crazy. Crazy, crazy. 833-212-1017 is the number. I think I'm going to go open line. Y'all tell me what's on your mind. I got some stuff on my mind about SNAP and Wisconsin and all that other stuff. When we come back, 833-212-1017 is the number.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Girl, I know this might. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just reading some stuff. So from JS Online, the Trump administration, Wisconsin, says that Wisconsin could lose federal funding to administer the nation's anti-hunger program known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said the Trump administration plans to halt funding for states whose governors have not responded to the agency's request for data on recipients of the program known in Wisconsin as FoodShare. 2023, Wisconsin received $81 million to administer food share, and the threatened cut doesn't include benefits for food aid recipients, which totals about $110 million. Federal officials are seeking the names, addresses, Social Security number, immigration status, and benefit history of the recipients in order to root out fraud. I personally don't have a problem with that. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has rejected their request. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a multi-state lawsuit to block data seeking to make sure that you're giving benefits to U.S. citizens instead of people who are here illegally. That's kind of weird to me. And I'm not saying don't help people that need food, but the fact that the government is doing their job, remove Trump, it's something they should have been doing anyway. Why are you giving money? It's the same as putting people in hotels. You heard about Minnesota where they gave the Somalians, you know, stole upwards of a, they didn't steal, but they committed fraud up to $1 billion. People are getting convicted because they took money. They took COVID funds that the governor sent to them and gave to companies knowing that they were sending money back to terrorist organizations in Somalia. And it kept doing it. I don't get it. But I guess that's something we really don't have to worry about too much because the U.S., from sand.com, has sent its largest aircraft carrier and 15,000 troops to the Caribbean, where Venezuela is sitting on the world's biggest known oil reserve. As tensions rise, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has accused the government of trying to seize their natural resources. They say we're down there for the oil, even though they've been giving out less and less oil in the last few years. U.S. Department of State has denied that oil plays a role in the decision to increase the troops. The letter comes amid escalations in a conflict that began in September with boat strikes originating from Venezuela suspected of drug smuggling. U.S. government officials, including President Donald Trump and Defense Secretary, or actually he's the Department of War Secretary, Pete Hegseth, have said the vessels were carrying dope and the strikes have killed alleged gang members and terrorists. Critics have questioned the vessels' connections to gang activity or drug smuggling and said the strikes violate international law, of which America does not have to follow international law. In total, the U.S. has conducted 21 strikes in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific Ocean, killing 82 people. That's according to Axios. As the U.S. and Venezuela move closer to direct conflict, the outcome will have implications for the economy and global oil markets. It may not. Does anybody care about their oil? I think it's more so the economy that we have to really worry about. And we got to worry about drugs coming into the country. So I don't care who's president. We should have taken care of making sure that didn't happen, but I guess we didn't. So there's a buildup in the Caribbean. And so what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Here's what I think. Here's what I think. First of all, we would decimate Venezuela if they, like, pull their military out. Hey, we're going to try to beat you guys up. We got cruise missile carriers over there. They'll just press a couple buttons and Venezuela's no more. Well, we know that's not going to happen. The thing that scares me is this. Other countries are watching this. There's only one problem we have being in the Caribbean. A third of our Navy is in the Caribbean. What do you think China's going to do to Taiwan? They're just waiting. Taiwan is one of the largest makers, if not the largest maker, of computer chips for the U.S. If you think COVID disrupted the supply chain, let them decide because, you know, mainland China already said that Taiwan is Chinese. It's not Taiwanese. It's not. It's that's part of us. That's our country. They just haven't taken it back because the U.S. has backed Taiwan. But if we're sending a third of our Navy to the Caribbean, that only leaves two-thirds for the U.S. and everywhere else. Now would be the opportune time for, what is he called? Is he a He's not a prime minister. Is he the President Xi, whatever? Is he a president? I don't know. The emperor? I don't know. The dude that runs China can just roll across and jack up Taiwan. That means what? That means you think your iPhone is expensive now? That's why these companies are bringing their manufacturing back to the U.S. because that's the only place where it's safe. Because if you want to shut it down, they'll just take over Taiwan. And if they take over Taiwan while we're down in the Caribbean, that's going to be different. You can't fight on two fronts. You can't hold two wars at the same time. What was that? World War II? We were in Europe. We were in the Pacific, all over the place. They bombed Pearl Harbor. People took advantage of the United States when we were vulnerable. Now, the only reason we would support Taiwan is because they make all of our chips there. Much of our electronics gets made there. So if you want a $3,000 iPhone instead of a $1,000 iPhone, which I find unconscionable anyway, then we're going to need to figure out what we're doing. If we're going to stop drugs from coming into the country, and if the country decides they don't want to conform, cut them off. Stop sending them money. Stop supporting them. Tell people they can't go vacation in these places. You can go back if that's your home or that's your heritage, but that's it. Nobody else can go. We're going to have to do something. Something has to happen. Because in a couple of days, we might be at war. We just might be at war. And that's something I don't want to see because I know too many people that could get drafted and end up in the war. That doesn't need to be. All of this because of drugs. I wonder if we could just teach people to say no or don't do drugs. Think that might work? You don't look like you believe me, Glenn. You got this look in your face like, yeah, right. People going to be doing drugs. People going to do what they do. And if you think about it, other places will have locked you up if you decide, I think I'm going to do some drugs. Go to another country with some drugs. Do drugs in another country. Man, I ain't seen Glenn in 17 years. Oh, yeah, he's over in Latvia. He was passing through, visited on a train, and, you know, thought he had some, didn't have none. But the fact they thought he had some, they found him guilty. He's in jail. He got 30 years. What? They'll just make stuff up. Yeah, Dr. Kim was walking through. They saw some white powder. It was sugar, but they didn't care. They said it was drugs. Boop. Went to court to say, who goes to court the same day? Went to court to say they took him from the airport to court, found him guilty, threw him in jail that night. Giving you 80 years. What? For some sugar? Yep, that's drugs. Oh, okay. Yeah, we decide it's drugs. Like the basketball player.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah, she, like, help me out. There's probably nowhere in Russia for her to get that grade of, you know, oil. When she comes in, she had oil, cannabis oil that had THC that was illegal. She knew it. Her team knew it. Team doctor knew it. Coach knew it. Everybody knew. You know why? Because a lot of players do that. They travel with their drugs. You know why? They travel private. Do you want to be the guy from TSA that ends up on the nightly news all over the world for jacking up the star basketball player, getting them arrested, and then the team loses the championship? Like, do you want to be that guy? Oh, yeah, man. Somebody arrested Micah Parsons. He was in a restaurant because they thought he was causing disorderly conduct because he was with somebody who was fighting. So they arrested him. And it was right before the Packers went to the Super Bowl and they lost. Huh? Would you want to be the guy? I'm going to stop him and do my job. Nonsense. So you let her take it into the country. Then Putin has a beef with Trump and they detain her. We just going to hold you. And then did they have a trial? Did she have a trial?
I don't believe so. I think she had her day in court. They found her guilty. And I know she served, what, a year and a half, not two?
Kangaroo court. Bounce in, bounce out. Into a jail cell. Would you want to go to prison in Soviet Union? In Russia?
I don't think the location matters. I don't want jail, prison, none of those things. I rebuke it.
Tell you. Yeah. I think Venezuela's going to find out the hard way that when they say no to drugs, they should have listened. They should have listened when she said, say no to drugs. Nobody listened to Nancy Reagan. Nobody listened to Michelle Obama. Say no, don't do drugs. Interesting. It's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Ensure your home remains comfortable before we reach the brutal post-holiday winter. It's coming. Yes, Santa Claus is magical, but his elves aren't qualified to build Pella Windows. There's just too many options and customizations. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of this Pella deal. 0% interest for up to 24 months. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends 12/31 of 2025. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah, it's one of them things. Yeah, I was looking at the talk and text line. That one guy said Taiwan was the original government of China, in case no one knew. And they were. Officially, the Republic of China was the government that originally ruled the mainland China. Then the Chinese Communist Party took over, and now they're trying to come back and take them. No good deed goes unpunished. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show's coming up next. Have a great evening. It's going to be a little cold outside tonight, so make sure you stay warm. Check on your neighbors. Make sure you don't have any open flames. And watch those space heaters and fireplaces. And make sure you stay safe. Put in some smoke detectors. Thank you, NYGP. Appreciate you. Hey, God bless. Take care.
Be quiet.
I'm out.